let's take the pulse of the nation, shall we? Yeah, let's do that. My next guest, Dan Snell, an expert on politics and leadership. He's held elected office several times. He's a fan of the leadership styles of Ronald Reagan and JFK, Republicans and Democrats. He's become a favorite with some of the media for his even-handed approach to politics, and he joins me now. Dan, thank you for being here.
Great to be with you, Steve. Happy Wednesday. It's Winsome Wednesday.
It is. So this Trump trial in New York, what a strange thing this is to cobble together, and they have cobbled it together, misdemeanors that had gone past the statute of limitations, a felony that was also past the statute of limitations, but they cobbled together this Frankenstein case that the federal government didn't want, the Elections Commission didn't want, but apparently the Democrats in New York wanted badly. I mean, what do you make of this? Nobody looks at this and goes, hey, this is fair. This is even-handed. Nobody believes this is appropriate. Even liberal Democrat attorney friends of mine say they can't figure out the crime that's been committed. What do you say?
Yeah, this one of all the trials, it probably should not be happening. And, you know, I'm a basketball referee as a hobby, and I look at this. Sometimes I see some very competitive games, as is politics. I think this is really has to do with locker room bulletin board comments. Unfortunately, because the Democrats aren't thick-skinned enough to just take the things that Donald Trump says and just say, hey, I'm going to stay on point. They have to come after him, like in a football game. Let's go after him. Let's get him. Whatever we can do, look what he said in the locker room. On the
board. I've got to take exception to what you said there, though. You said of all of them, this probably shouldn't have been put forth. You know, my liberal attorney friends, and I've got a few, believe it or not, they said none of these cases should have gone forward. None of them. Especially when you have Joe Biden on tape with his ghostwriter yelling back, hey, I just found all the classified stuff that he knew that he had from the time he was a senator and vice president that he was not entitled to have at any time. You know, the things with Donald Trump and his classified documents, he was authorized to have them when he originally had them. Now you can debate when that deadline expired or what happened or did he declassify. But he actually was authorized to have those documents. Joe Biden was never authorized to have those documents away from one of those secured rooms, was he?
As I think that's a fair comment with regards to the documents case. Yeah, I think that could have been looked at differently. I think the January 6th thing is the one that could eventually end up hurting the president. And I don't think Georgia would.
Based on what I heard from the United States Supreme Court yesterday, I don't think January 6th is going to do particularly well either. Because basically they said, what, heckling during the State of the Union, is that going to be an obstruction? And they went through a whole list at Neil Gorsuch. And the other justices seem to be buying into that. And the Department of Justice, man, they were on their back foot yesterday. They couldn't defend anything they were doing there. It was a mess. And when they rule in favor of that J6 defendant, which I believe they will, it pretty much sweeps that out the door for Donald Trump to look. Political speech is the most protected speech in America, Dan, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And I think it's interesting. I got a little gray hair on the sides here because I've been around, as you mentioned, fans of Ronald Reagan. I was his campaign chairman at the age of 22 in Lincoln, Nebraska. But what we're seeing is you and I are discussing things. You're a champion for conservative and common sense. You're known for that. And I hope to be that, too. And I try to look at what is good for the place we call home. And we're talking about things like trials and all the things we're talking about when we should be talking about an economy that needs a B12 shot and immigration. You talk about a lot. There are things that are more important to this place we call home than what we're talking about now. And we need, you know, my encouragement to Donald Trump is to stay on point because he's got some good plans. I do a lot of work with families, with blended families, and he's got a good plan for helping families, but he's not really talking about it enough. And it's sad that we have to talk about a trial or we have to talk about the things that are coming up that have nothing to do with real leadership for the country. But to answer your question, again, it gets back to that locker room. If you put stuff on the bulletin board, then unfortunately, the thin-skinned people are going to get off target and they're going to try to go after you. And I think that's what happened to Donald Trump is they're coming after him because they can't handle his words.
Well, they're coming after him, I believe, Dan. Because they know they can't beat him in a general election. Stephen A. Smith from ESPN, I played him just a short bit ago, saying, liberal friends, you guys are showing your cards. You can't beat Donald Trump in a general election. Michael Moore, hard leftist, said the same thing yesterday here on the program. Said, can't beat him. That's why you're failing, because you can't beat him, because the open border fails. They don't even use the term Bidenomics anymore. It's a toxic term. As I told them at the time, repeatedly on this program, Bidenomics would turn out to be the worst PR move since Bud Light gave a guy a beer in a bathtub. I was right about that, wasn't I?
Yeah. Yes, you were. And, you know, what's interesting about this world of politics is it's still early. It used to be a news cycle. You've been in news and won 5 awards in the state of Michigan for the top broadcaster. Used to be the news cycles were 14 days. Then it got down to 7 days. Now it's down sometimes to 48 hours.
And so, it's down to about 22 minutes, Dan. It's like, News story. It's exactly rapid fire all the time. Go ahead.
You're first to break it. Listen, it's great to be here. But the one thing I want to really encourage people is pay attention. The I of Winsome stands for be interested. Americans need to pay attention to what's going on. Listen and study at the local level, at the county level, at the state level, and especially for the president of the United States.
Yeah. So where do we go from here? Look, everybody's talking over everybody else. They're talking past them. They're not listening. The border's wide open. That's a top concern for everybody. The administration either is ignorant of it or just doesn't care because they have another plan. Bidenomics is failing. We're suddenly tangled up in wars in Ukraine and elsewhere. You know, only 12% of Americans think that we should be spending any more money in Ukraine. Only 1 in 3 Americans believe that Donald Trump's done anything wrong to be in court in New York City. I mean, it may be locker room talk, maybe pinned up on the bulletin board, but Americans just basically disgusted with the state of affairs. They just want to go back to a nice, quiet life with a nice, powerful military and really good law enforcement and first responders. We want to go back to law and order. We don't want a bunch of illegals flooding into our country and robbing us at gunpoint, which we're seeing in places like Oakland County, Michigan, and elsewhere. We want to go back to law and order, secure borders, and a safe country. I'll give you the last word.
Bingo. I think good words. The thing that America, I think, is hungry for is a fresh start. We need to reset. We see the direction we're going in the rhetoric on both sides. It doesn't serve the people and the good of the country. We need a reset to, here's my plan. Here's my 5-point plan for the country. Not vote for me because look how bad he is or she is or they are. Vote for me because here's what I'm going to do to make your kitchen table a happier one at supper time.
Yeah. We need to get, you know, and there's something else. We need to have dinner at the table again. Everybody's running around staring at their phones, drooling. They're not, the human touch is missing. The actual conversation, everybody's just staring at their phone, you know, clueless as to what's going on. Time for some real conversations and some real family time. Dan, I agree with that. Dan Snell, thank you for being here.
You bet. See, great. Glad to be with you. Stay winsome.
There you go. Stay positive, my friends. We're not done here. Stay positive. It's all good. You know, I think I got Ron Rademacher coming up a little bit later. You always want to hear from Ron, right? Travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller. And the Morels are booming. Did I mention that? Listen, if you find the Morels in your neighborhood, send me a note, stevegruber.com. I mean, I'm talking to people all over. They're booming here. So if they're booming here, they must be booming with you. It's Morel mushroom season. Makes me happy. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.